It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're working set for some college hoops tonight here on CARE Radio. And in the heart of American Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are playing host to Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer, and he's like in the CARE Radio studios handling the tough stuff. Tom Counts with you here. It's good to have you along here this evening. And these two teams meet for the second time this season. Last time they met, it was a close win in Fayette for Central Methodist. The Benedictine Lady Ravens seen if they can't even up that season mark with CMU. Our public address announcer, the teams have left the court, getting set to introduce the starters to the nice crowd on hand. And by the way, they're still coming in. Don't forget, you can come on up to the Nolan. There's going to be a doubleheader. The guys at 7:30, so we have two games coming up. With that said, we're going to take a little quick break. We're going to come back, bring you starters for the game, a little insight into the contest, and then the tip-off. Lady Raven Hoops coming up very, very soon.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
The biggest stars of country music play here. Hot Country 93.7 KAIR, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Look at this. Welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium, the PA guy. He's introducing the starters to the crowd on hand, and let's introduce them for you. First of all, Izzy, how about the Lady Raven starters tonight? What do you say?
All right, so for BC, we're going to start off with number three, Kennedy Nicholson, a 5'6" freshman guard from Goddard, Kansas. Number 32, Aliyah Rains, number 32, Aliyah Rains, a 5'8" junior guard from Meriden, Kansas. Number 33, Natalie Samarin, a 6'2" senior post from Maple Plain, Minnesota. Number 35, Skylar Washington, a 5'10" senior forward from Gardner, Kansas. And finally, number 40, Allie Brzozowski, a 6'1" senior forward from Hera, Oklahoma.
And for the Central Methodist University Lady Eagles, under head coach Mike Davis, CMU is going to be starting. First of all, it's going to be Danya Bachkarova. Bachkarova is a 6'1" junior from Minsk, Bulgaria. They're going to be starting Eternity Willock. Eternity is a 6'5" junior from Ontario, Canada. You've got also starting Arlie Shia McElroy. She's from Dallas, Texas, a senior at 5'8". Liana Massena, a 5'9" freshman from Trenton, New Jersey. And running it out is going to be Leah Johnson. Leah, a 6'3" freshman from Ewing, New Jersey. So to say this team brings extraordinary height into the game, that would be quite the understatement. You look around the Hunter America Athletic Conference and the standings in the conference, I'll tell you what, it is absolutely incredible how well the CMU team is playing. And they are just absolutely excellent coming into the ball game tonight. They've lost some games, but they've lost a number of them by forfeit when they were having some COVID issues. CMU coming into the game tonight, they are 19-4 on the season. They are 9-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Benedictine's coming in. They are tied at 9-4 for the top spot of the South Division. They are 17-6. And also, just by the way, the Mid-America Nazarene Lady Pioneers are also tied in first place. All of them at 9-4. Evangel right behind them. 8-5 Missouri Valley right behind them. 7-6. Benedictine in the home whites with red and black. Central Methodist in unreadable uniforms, so bear with me. Black uniforms with dark, dark green lettering and trim. No trim around the numbers. They are hard to read. The ball goes up the tip of the wave. It is going to be controlled down by CMU. And with that, we are underway. Here's a shot down to the baseline, right up, no good. Rebound is going to be tipped back out. Falling away shot, it is up, it is in, and Central Methodist is going to break out on top. McElroy, 4-2. We are less than a half a minute into the ball game. Benedict into the forecourt. Kennedy Nicholson's pass is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Coming down the floor all alone. The layup is up, and Kennedy says, not that easy. It will not go in. Nicholson will pick up her first personal foul, and this brings up a big deal. Lady Ravens are already short at the one, okay? And with that, Kennedy cannot put herself in jeopardy and get in foul trouble in this game tonight. Free throw here, up, and no good. One more shot coming up for early Shia McElroy. She eyes it up. The right-handed shot on its way. Rims out, missed them both. Benedictine coming up court for the basketball. Here come the Lady Ravens. BC will bring it up the floor. Let's change the pages. How about that? BC brings it up. It's going to be Skyler with it on the right side. Slapped out of her hands. Knocked out of bounds into the Eagle bench. It's going to come back into BC from there with 20 on the shot clock. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens looking for their first point of the early evening. Skyler Washington looking to do the inbound work. Brings it to Rains. In the middle it goes. Dropping a shoulder. Putting a shot skyward. But missing it is going to be Samara. But she comes down with a rebound. The three for Nicholson. Too strong. And a board pulled down this time by Central Methodist. CMU up court. Across the timeline, they come with the basketball. They'll swing it over to the right side. It's going to be Mastinat. Back out on top. They'll drive baseline. Shot is up, and shot is good. And quick buckets by Central Methodist has given them a 4-0 lead. Back down the floor, the BC. Reigns will kick it into the baseline right. They'll feed it off the block. The give and go. Reigns shot is up, missing. Rebound pulled back down by Reigns. To Brzezowski up top side. Now the drive to the left. Getting underneath the shot. Good! Brzezowski for two. Alley with her first points of the ball game, and Benedictine is on the board. They trail by a pair with 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. CMU with the ball up top side. It's going to be Batskarova. Now the feed underneath. Little left-handed layup is going to be up and in. And that is going to be Eternity Willock. And again, Willock with great height. 6'5" from Ontario, Canada. It is 6-2 CMU. Ray will bring it out on top. Samarin back over to the right side. Nicholson into the corner. It's going to be Aaliyah Rain. She'll drive across. Dump it into the edge. Skyler launching three, too strong. Rebound tipped around, tipped out nicely by Samarin. Hauls it down, gets it over to Reigns. Cross court, Brzezowski up for two. Reigns the assist. Brzezowski has four. Benedictine staying within a bucket with 7.5 to go in this opening quarter. Up the floor very, very slowly is the 6'5" Willock. Here's a backing in play. Trying to get inside. No room. Great defense. I'm Benedictine. CMU brings it back out to the top. The feed into the lane is going to be batted. Breach rolling around on the floor. Picked back up. Eagles and a travel. They're going to call it a double dribble. 7:07 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine is going to have a back in play. Neither team has gone yet to the bench. Batch, Karoba, Willock, McElroy, Mastinat, and Johnson out of the court for CMU. For Benedictine, Nicholson, Rain, Samarin, Washington, Brzezowski. Nicholson into the forward court, kicks it out on top. Reigns will slide to the left, comes off the screen, drives in, kicks it back. Skyler launching three, and the Ravens are in front. Skyler Washington's first bucket of the ball game, and BC is in front at 7-6. We're at 6:45 to go in the first. This game kind of exudes a high-scoring contest, kind of a vibe. Out on top of this is going to be McElroy. She'll go to the top of the key. The three. Drained from way outside. Straight away at the top. The bucket is good by Batskarova. Ravens trail 9-7. Brzezowski on the top side. Over to Reigns. Feeds it off down low, and it's going to be reaching over the back, and the ball slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Leah Johnson. Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. Leah Johnson, she's the little one in the middle for Central Methodist at 6'3". 6:12 to go in the opening quarter. It will be Nicholson to bring it in for Benedictine. She'll stop. She'll pull the trigger for the three. No. Rebound taken down and just ripped away by CMU. Coming up with the rebound is going to be Willock. Willock underneath. Lean shoots. Can't get it. Rebound is Samarin. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson racing up the right side of the floor with the basketball. Picked up defensively on the player D. Brings it back out on top of the Reigns. Now to Skyler Washington. Skyler plays off the screen. Give and go left side. 17-footer. Good! Samarin for two. Natalie will have her first points of the game. And we're deadlocked at 9. With 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine and Central Methodist even. Tied in at the top of the conference standings. Tied here midpoint of the opening quarter. Pass comes out on top to Johnson. Swings back over to the left side. McElroy, shot up and good! McElroy! She's got 5, and it's a 12-9 Eagle lead. McElroy flies down the court, holding 3 fingers aloft after hitting that shot. Here's Skyler for 3. In, out, and in! Skyler Washington! Her second 3 of the game. Skyler goes through no such gymnastics. It's a 12-12 contest. 4:40 to play here in the opening quarter. Crown keeps filing into the gym. This is the third game of the Benedictine homestand. They'll be on the road on Saturday, Cedar Rapids. We'll have that game with Mount Mercy here on Cure Radio. Here's a three. Up and in. Three more for McElroy. 15-12. 4:19 to go. And it's going to take 85 to win this game at the rate these teams are scoring. Out on top, Brzezowski for three. No. And a rebound underneath. Leah Johnson. CMU up the floor. Bachkarova weaves away across the lane. Goes over to the left side. Dumps it there. McElroy. She'll cut into the lane. Wants to dish it off. Gets it over to Johnson. It's going to be stolen by Samarin, and the Lady Ravens are going to save it. Nicely done by Natalie. She's having a very good game here tonight. With 3:40 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine comes up the floor. Skyler will take it on the left side. Feeds off the block. Alley backing in. Brings it back. 16-footer. Samarin for two more. Benedictine kicks the ball down low. The two bigs for Central Methodist collapse down, knowing it. You're not going to get a shot off over the 6'3 and 6'5 players. Ravens kick it back out and go for the immediate perimeter shot, and they're shooting well. And the pass bonks in the head. Eternity Willock. She wasn't even looking. The pass hit her right on the dome. But luckily, Karam's back out to the top. Central Methodist will control the ball. Into the lane. The feed underneath. The layup is going to be up and good. Willock has four, and it's now 17-14. CMU with the lead. 2:50 to go in a rapidly moving and high-scoring opening quarter. Benedictine dropping back. Here's a three for Nicholson. No. Rebounding down is going to be Willock. Here come the Eagles. The breakaway layup is going to be up and in the transition. Worked well in BC. Going to take a timeout. We're going to take a break with Benedictine. Coming at 2:37 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball. We're in Central Methodist 19, Benedictine 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla sauce serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Coming out of the timeout, the Benedictine Lady Ravens are going to make a couple of substitutions. As a matter of fact, three substitutions. Into the game for the Lady Ravens is going to be Atchison Nady, 5'7" senior Heather Runnabaum out of MHMA. Twyla Karras Keough is out of the floor. Anna San Juan there with Skyler Washington and Allie Brzezowski. BC into the forecourt. Here's Skyler out on top. Twyla, she'll swing it over to the left side. Has a player wide open on the left, but the shot in the middle is good for Zalski for two. Allie has a half a dozen. Benedictine trailing it now, 19-16. We're 2:12 to play. Here's a three from the other end. It is up. It is no good. And the rebound cleared down by CMU. They'll start to the top, drive to the baseline. Confusion on the Raven defense results in an easy shot for the baseline left. Count that bucket for Central Methodist. 1:50 to go. I think that may have been Robin Beck, but I'm not sure. Again, absolutely unreadable numbers out there for me. And now, Runnabaum gets knocked to the floor, and now we have a collision up the court. One player holding their head, one player holding their eye. And they're going to call Twyla for a foul, and Twyla has got a little cut on her brow. And we're stopping the play with 1:40 to go, and Twyla's going to have to come out of the game and checking in for Benedict, and you're going to find Jennifer Jacobs. So Jacobs is going to come in. Twyla goes out after having the head-to-head collision topside with Jaceela Kennedy. Here's a little baseline jumper up and no good. Rebound tipped in, and Runnabaum is able to recover. Brings it up the floor. Here comes Benedictine. Heather will bring it up the floor herself, taking it down the left side. Benedictine treading in the ballgame, 21-16. It may take 90 or more to win this one tonight. Out on top with it, San Juan. Over to the right side, Brzezowski. Looks in, drives in, backs in, twists, turns. Johnson grabs her, no foul, beats Skyler, shoots and misses. Rebound is on the floor, and Leah Johnson's got to come up with a four CMU. Eagles will come up the court. Sit to method, a 6'5" inch player. Willock is already out of the game again. She is tall, but the durability of a player that size, not really particularly as strong. We're in the last minute now of the opening quarter. Kadrenia Addison is in. The shot up, no. Follow shot up, yes, plus one. Brzezowski out of position, committing a foul over the back. And I'm going to tell you, out there, Leah Johnson is gassed. Foul is going to be the first by Ali Brzezowski. Benediction will have team foul three. Central Methodist has not been whistled for a foul yet tonight. Benediction is going to bring Samarin back into the game. They're going to bring Aaliyah Rains back in. Just over a half a minute to go in the opening quarter. And an opportunity at a conventional three-point play here for Leah Johnson. Leah out of New Jersey cannot hit the free throw. Samarin rebounds it down. And look at her bring it up the floor like a point guard. She'll take it over to the left side. Pulls up her dribble. Gets grabbed. Gets pushed in. Finally, the foul is called. And Central Methodist, not only do they bring great height with these talented overseas players on this team, but they also bring a, you could call it high energy, I call it aggressive style of basketball. Plenty of reaching, pushing, shoving, contact, a lot of that. 24 seconds to go in the quarter, 23 on the shot clock. Benedictine to bring it in out on top. JJ will start to the right side, push it back out on top. San Juan, that typical shoulder-high dribble. She's in some trouble, needs some help, and then JJ gets grabbed and spun around, but is able to pull away like a running back from a hungry linebacker. Now here's Smarin at the baseline, out on top, over to the right, stepping inside, jump shot range for two! Aaliyah Rains, and that takes us to the end of the opening quarter. We've got a timeout on the floor. It is an interesting ball game. Going to the second quarter, CMU 23, Benedictine 18.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Scanning the Benedictine bench, looking to see. The Lady Ravens are missing three players tonight. I don't know who they are, and I'm looking for Kyra. They need Kyra Misiraka here tonight, and I do not believe she is here. I'll see if I can get a extra eyes maybe looking for her, but we go to the second quarter. Benedictine trying to get by five. For the Lady Ravens, a half a dozen apiece for Skyler Washington, Allie Brzezowski, Natalie Samarin with four, and Aaliyah Rains with two. One foul each on Kennedy Nicholson, Allie Brzezowski, and Twyla. Harris Keel injured in that opening quarter, and we'll see. We will just see how she is. The 6'3" Kyra Misiraka would be really helpful for Benedictine tonight, but I have to assume that she is not here this evening. The ball's going to be put in play. Jacobs will bring it in, and Kennedy Nicholson will bring it up the floor for the Lady Raven. 23-18, CMU in front. Nicholson's pass is booted. Putting a toe to it for Central Methodist. That's going to be Jasia Kennedy, the 5'6" sophomore from Fort Worth, Texas. Benedictine is going to bring it in again. And this time, we're able to come around to the right side. Jacobs will have it. Into the corner, Skyler. An uncontested three does not go in. And the rebound is going to be hauled down by CMU. Kennedy coming up with the basketball, dumps it over to the left side. Falling away shot is up and deflected. Rebounding it back down after having blocked the shot. That was a great trip up for Benedictine and Natalie Samarin. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with the basketball. They're down by five. Driving to the baseline. Reigns gets in trouble, travels with it. She did not want to crash in, commit the foul, offensive foul. Trying to get rid of the ball and could not get rid of it in time. And now the officials stop and play, and we'll get that play clock reset. And here we go. 23-18. We are over half a minute into the second quarter, and no one has scored yet. Lots of points so far here tonight. The ball comes out on top. That's going to be Willock with it. And Samarin reaches in to steal it away and picks up her first foul. So Natalie Samarin picking up personal foul number one. And it'll be team foul one of the second quarter by Benedictin. 9-10 to play here in the first quarter, or in the first half. The ball comes out on top. CMU runs it around to the right side again. Dropping a shoulder, pushing off with a free hand, and they're going to call the Lady Ravens for a foul. And are they going to call it a shooting violation? Oh, my gracious. That would embarrass an NBA continuation. And here comes CMU to the free throw line. The first shot up, clanks off the rim, and no good. That has McElroy 0-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. She is a 72% shooter. Now she's 0-for-4. Can't throw it in the ocean yet this evening. We're over a minute into the second quarter. Jacobs will bring it up the floor. Gets it there to Reigns. Drives in, gets pushed from behind, dumps it across. J.J. turns, shoots, and scores. Jacobs for two for Benedictine. First bench points of the game for the Lady Ravens, who now trail by three at 23-20. The pass in the middle, batted away by Samarin. Picked back up. The shot up, rolls out, no good. Offensive rebound underneath the team. He's going to reset it. There was a travel, no whistle. Comes back over to the right side with 8.5 to go. The lob down low to the right block. Inside, easy reverse layup. Misses. Rebound tipped out. Benedictine coming down with it. Two point-blank failed shots by Eternity Willock. And at 6'5", unable to put the ball in the basket. All alone underneath. Now Willock pushing and shoving on Jacobs down there. Ravens are going to swing around to the left side with 8 minutes to go in the opening half. Skyler cuts down to the baseline. Shot up, deflected. Rebound to go back down, CMU. Here come the Lady Eagles. They lead by three. And a battle of two teams tied on top of the Conference South Division. Coming in, fading away, 17-footer is up and good. The long 2-point shot for Central Methodist. And I think that's Beck, but again, I'm not sure. Is that 24 with wearing the black headband? 7.5 to go. It doesn't matter. I'll get it. 25-20. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Shot is up and good. Natalie Samarin for two. She's got a half a dozen. It's 25-22, and we're at 70-11 to go and rolling along here in the opening half. Back up floor with it. Eagles dump it over to the left side. McElroy has it. Long cross court. Vachkarova. Starting toward the baseline, spinning into the middle. Double team. The shot is up. Blocked away. Ravens hustle for the loose basketball. Reigns has two players laying on her. And in that instance, those players were laying on top of Reigns. They just got up, walked over to the side, and we go on to play with 7 minutes to go. The officials are also battling considerable confusion out of the floor. They did not know against whom the foul is called because I think they can read those numbers no better than can I. It is a foul on Skyler Washington, I think is what that was. Officials will drive a car. The ball will drive across. It's going to be stolen by Brzezowski. Here comes Benedictine at 6:45 to go. Left side, Skyler Washington, 25-22, Ravens trailing. Out on top of it is going to be Reigns. I thought she was going to pull up for that three, then didn't. Samarin feeds into the middle, and her pass is knocked away, and we get a foul called against CMU. Masson McElroy will have her first foul. That is the first foul of the ball game committed by Central Methodist. Apple. BC will have it in at the baseline. Nicholson looking in some trouble. Finally lobs it out on top. Brzezowski back over to Kennedy on the left wing. 6.5 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens trailing by 3. Scoring is absolutely dried up for both of these teams, and as Skyler goes in for the shot, she has it blocked away by Darnia Bachkarova. BC will have it into the baseline with 11 on the shot clock. It'll be good in play by Nicholson. Kennedy looking, comes right side. Skyler shoots 3, too strong. Rebound tipped out at CMU. Throws it away, out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in. It'll be put in play for the Lady Ravens right in front of the Benedictine Pent Band. Shot clock is reset to 20. Nicholson looking, gets it to Smarin. Back to Kennedy. He goes way out on top, Skyler. Nicholson again on the left side. They feed inside Samarin. Turn, shoots. Did not square up, and the shot misses. Well off the mark, and a rebound picked up, coming up the floor. It's going to be Bachkarova. She'll go left shot. Blocked by Skylar Washington. Knocked out of bounds. 4 minutes gone, and what has been a disappointingly low-scoring second quarter. After these two teams combined for over 40 points in the opening quarter, they have now combined for 6 points in the second quarter in the first 4 minutes. CMU looking to bring it in, and they will do so, coming way out on top to Bachkarova. She'll play off the screen, guarded by Ronnebaum. Back out on top at the really long three. That's an air ball, and it was really not even close as Benedictine will put the ball in play. To the delight, by the way, of the students and the Raven students in this homestand have really started showing up. They're coming in nice numbers, and they're into the game, and they're having a good time across the way from us. 25-22, Eagles in front. BC with the ball, 5:40 to go in the first half. Ronnebaum will take it to the baseline left, kicks it over to Brzezowski, back it'll come to Heather. She'll accelerate down to the baseline, pushing it back, the 15-footer, Smarin, good. Ronnebaum the assist, Natalie has 8. And it's 25-24, Benedictine within 1. You got 5:20 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens have never trailed by much. As many as 5, no more than that. Here's an unobstructed 3, and another air ball by Central Methodist. That one flies out of bounds off the hand of Bachkarova. And CMU will go to the bench and bring in a duo of replacements, including 6'5" Eternity Willock. Lady Ravens against the full court pressure will be putting it in play and deep in the backcourt with it. Coming up the floor is going to be Heather Ronnebaum. We're halfway through the second quarter. Ronnebaum has it up top side, gets it to Nicholson. Back it'll come to Heather, and it's going to be knocked away and out of bounds off Citra Methodist. Lady Ravens trailing by 1. BC putting it in play on the far side. Gosh, we hope you're enjoying this Lady Raven ball game tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. And driving in, is Reigns okay? As the Central Methodist player got behind her, pulled up the side, stuck a foot out, tripped her to the floor. But she springs up and seems to be fine. Wow. That was a flagrant-looking kind of a foul, but the officials making no such indication. It'll be Benedictine ball coming in again. Ravens will have it underneath, then the shot will not go in for Samarin. Here comes CMU. Central Methodist out of Fayette, Missouri. They've got the ball up top side. Widely touted in all the preseason coaching polls as having the most talent and going to run away with the league. Well, that has not happened. Here's a beautiful pass to the baseline, and the Ravens with outstanding defense. Backing in, traveling, no whistle. The shot is up, and it rolls in. Body strewn across the floor, and the officials do not have a very good handle on this one here tonight. Give that bucket to Leah Johnson, and she's got 4. It's 27-24, Central Methodist. We're down to 4:15 to play in the opening half. Nicholson to Samarin. The back door, Ronnebaum, layup, no, and she is hit and fouled. Whistle is going to be on Leilanya Masanat. I've got her for a couple of fouls now. Chica. coming to the free throw line for Benedictine is going to be Heather Runnebaum. Sends it up and in. Runnebaum with her first point of the game. One more shot coming here as Benedictine again is back to within two. 27-25. Remarkably low-scoring second quarter after what we saw in the first. This one rims out, no good of the rebound. Did CMU save it? They did. Lady Ravens trailing by a pair. And as the Eagles come into the forecourt, we are inside 4 minutes to play in the half. Topside with it is going to be McElroy. To the free throw line, driving in, again dropping a shoulder, changes directions, the shot goes up and misses, rebound tipped around, CMU in the lane forever, the shot is going to be up and in, and they'll get two. So we'll count the bucket for Central Methodist. Three and a half to go here in the first half. Brzezowski, and this time an over the back does get whistled. It is an unusual occurrence. The foul is going to be marked on Leah Johnson. It will be her first foul of the game. Heather comes out. Skyler comes in for the Lady Ravens. Inside three and a half to go in the half. Nicholson will bring it in. Skip pass underneath. JJ, hook shot off the mark. Way off the mark. Rebound. Central Methodist. Eagles, baseball pass to the other end of the floor. They pass on the shot, bring it back off on top. Massenet goes left, batted away by Skyler. Here comes Benedictine. It's a three-on-three break. Skyler brings it over to the right side, stomps on the wing, now knifes into the lane, kicks it back. 18-footer, Brzezowski, no. Rebound, batted around, and Ravens are going to save it up. Coning in, up, the shot, no, and they're going to call Brzezowski for the travel. 2:58 to go in the opening half. Still a 29-25 CMU lead. Benedictine has scored 7 points this quarter. Central Methodist has scored 6. Here come the Eagles back down the left side with the ball. It's going to be Massenet with it. Comes off on top. Kennedy. Now into the middle, Skyler reaches in and ties up the 6'5 player. What a job by Skyler. And now, having a fit out there, Eternity Willock, she is lecturing the officials, complaining to her teammates, and probably to anyone else who's willing to listen. 2:40 to go in the first half. Back up with it will come Benedictine, over to the left side. Driving in, Rain, over to the right. The feet to the right block. Alley backs in, twists, turns, feet across the left side, and the ball's going to be thrown away. Brzezowski with a turnover on a ill-advised pass. Tried to thread the needle there. Now it was a hard shot. Topside with it is going to be Kennedy. Into the lane. Hook shot. Rebound. Tipped out. Follow shot. Rebound. And a Raven board, but are we going to get a Benedictine foul? Foul is going to be called on Brzezowski. I have her now 4-2. Brzezowski will come out of the game as Samarin comes back in. Speaking of coming back into the gymnasium, I don't know if she's going to be playing or not. We have the return of Twyla Harris-Keogh. She has a big butterfly bandage above that eye. The free throw is up and bricked, no good. One more shot coming up for Leah Johnson. Central Methodist is a team. 2, 4, 5, 6. They're 0-for-6 at the free throw line. And we'll hit one. 30-25. I guess it's 30. They have not put a point on the board yet. We're down to 2 minutes to go. There it is. 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Reigns goes in, changes directions, dumps it back. Jacobs over to the right side to Kennedy Nicholson. And that pass was terrible. Way too high, way too long. Nicholson, no chance at pulling that thing down. And Benedictine with an unnecessary turnover. We're at a minute 55 to go in the half. Here comes CMU leading by 5. This equals their largest lead of the game. Topside with the basketball. Kennedy jumps it over to the left side. Back off on top. The uncontested 3 is up. It fails. And Benedictine rebounding it down. Here's Samarin with it. Gets it away to Kennedy Nicholson. I don't think these teams, either one, are shooting very well. I would love to tell you about it, but I have no way of doing that with a minute 20 to go in the opening half. Over to the right side. Range, she could have driven in and then didn't. Kicks it back, and Samarin from 17. Natalie has 10. 30-27. And we're a minute to play in the half. Back with it is CMU. They're around to the right side. That is going to be Kennedy with it. That's left. A big collision. Offensive foul. Well done. Samarin stepped in, took the collision. The foul is going to be on Danya Bachkarova. And that is team foul five. However, we're not shooting, of course, on player control fouls. Central Methodist has elected to initiate full court pressure on the Benedictine inbound, and a poor inbound pass is flapped out of bounds. Fortunately, Benedictine's going to have a chance to put it back in once again. Jennifer Jacobs doing the inbound work. Jacobs, a product of KMC. 50. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Ravens around to the right side. Nicholson out of Eisenhower. Nicholson looks in, gets it to Samarin at the free throw line. 11 on the shot clock. Skyler cuts into the lane, pulls up from 13. That stop shot way short. And the final shot of the half will belong to Central Methodist. 25 seconds to go before intermission, and walking it slowly up the floor is going to be J.C. Kennedy. And we're going to get a CMU timeout. Interesting timeout. They really want this shot, and we're going to take the break, Joseph. Only 20 seconds to go in the half. Central Methodist 30, Benedictine 27.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Happy to have you back with us here in the Nolan. 20 seconds to go before halftime. Shot clock and game clock are identical. They have not taken, for some reason, the shot clock down. And here comes CMU. They'll walk into the forecourt coming out of the timeout. Topside with it is going to be McElroy. She's just holding it up. 9 seconds, now eight. McElroy slides to the right. Goes all the way to the edge. Goes to the baseline. Her running shot fails badly, and Benedictine rebounds it down. And that will take us to halftime as Skylers get blown up and thrown to the floor by a CMU player. And now the officials, again, are painfully confused here this evening. They're stopping everybody on the floor. Are they calling a foul? Are they saying it's halftime? Are they ordering pizza? It's just so hard to say here tonight. And now, I guess, Central Methodist has decided to leave. Benedictine is still seated at their bench, and now they're going to head for the locker room. So I guess it must be halftime. We're taking a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here at the Nolan Gymnasium. Women's College Basketball Fight. Central Methodist leading Benedictine in the half, 30-27.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, olay the day.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more.
and wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in the Nolan. Raven Dance Team performing to a song that many of us remember when this song came out. It was a good one. 30-27, CMU out in front of Benedictine, and recapping the opening half scoring for you. First of all, for the visitors, they're led by Arlisha McElroy. She's got 10 in the first half. It drops dramatically to Dalia Johnson with 5 points, 4 apiece for Willock and Massanot and Beck. 3 in the first half for Bachkarova. For Benedictine also, a double-figure first half for Natalie Samarin. And, by the way, I would like to extend our congratulations to Natalie Samarin. As, let me find my note here. Well, I guess we're going to pick it up here in a little bit. Yeah, here we go. Natalie reached her 800th career rebound with her first rebound here this evening. So after Natalie's 10 points, thank you very much. We've got a half a dozen apiece for Skylar Washington and Allie Brzezowski. 2.5, Jennifer Jenkins and Aaliyah Raines, and Heather Runabaugh with 1. Foul trouble. Central Methodist has one player with 2 personal fouls. And for Benedictine, the Lady Ravens have 1 player, and that is Allie Brzezowski with 2 personal fouls, no one with more than 1. We're going to take a break. Don't forget the guys game coming up. An anticipated 7:30 tip-off for that. We bring it to you live here on Care Radio as well, of course. But we'll be back in the second half of the ladies' game first. Right now, though, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime here in Atchison. Central Methodist, 30. The Benedictine ladies, 27. We're going to kick it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Sports Studio. And, oh, you bet, another tremendous halftime.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in as we're bringing you Benedictine basketball live from the Nolan. We'll be returning to Tom Couts et al. In just a couple of moments. I did want to go over a little bit of the Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow night we've got Marhill Mount Academy Ravens action as they will play host to JCN. The scheduled time for the girls game is 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime after 8 p.m. Join us Saturday as we will have Benedictine on the road in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, taking on Mount Mercy. The girls will take to the court at high noon. The young men will take to the court at 2 p.m. Tuesday, we've got Washington at Atchison. It'll be one game only at 7:30 Tuesday evening. That's 7:30 Tuesday evening for a single game as Washington comes to town to take on the Phoenix. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores around the Heart of America Athletic Association as I have them.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justify, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got another women's basketball game in action and at halftime. Culver Stockton is currently leading Graceland 35-24. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine Lady Ravens trailing by 3 as Central Methodist has 30 points to the Lady Ravens 27. I did want to mention, as a note, Aaliyah Rains is the Blast from the Past, brought to you by Rainbow Communication on the MSCSports.net website. Go check out the story, The Blast from the Past, Aaliyah Rains, on MSCSports.net. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at the weather.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays, and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 1 above. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 33. Tomorrow, clear skies and quiet. Clear skies, tomorrow night, lows around 12. Turning warmer, Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 30s to the mid 40s. To recap, lows level off around 1 above tonight, high of 33 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It currently feels like 5 degrees out there in Atchison, Kansas. We've got 15 degrees actual. The wind is out of the north at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 48%. Barometric pressure on the rise at 30.55 inches of mercury. And we've got clear conditions with visibility of about 10 miles. Taking a look around the area, Horton's checking in at 16 degrees, as is Houlton, Valley Falls 15, Leavenworth 17, and St. Joseph, Missouri at 15 degrees as well. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Start your day with Taco John's Breakfast, Scrambler Breakfast Burritos, Spicy Chorizo Breakfast Burritos, Potato Ole Scrambler, Mexican Donut Bites, Cold Brew Coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
It's good to have you back with us here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The teams are out of the court, back out of the locker room, and going through a little bit of warm-up work, getting ready to go to the second half. Let's talk a little bit about the numbers from the first half of the game tonight. We talked about the team shooting the ball. Central Methodist not doing a bad job shooting, actually 44%, 13-29 in the opening half. Benedictine right with them at 12-29. CMU is 3-8 from the outside. Not real good. Benedictine is 2-9, only 22% from the perimeter. And Central Methodist miserable at the free throw line. They could have a double-digit lead. But they are 1-7 at the free throw line in the first half. Benedictine is 1-2. Rebounds, the Lady Eagles hold a 20-17 lead over Benedictine, rebounding the ball. And let's just check any other pertinent stats here. Benedictine has been credited with 11 assists, CMU with 3. That's Tyler's. I never put a lot of weight in that. There's a lot that goes into that. And so the assist number can vary quite a bit. Each team with a couple of block shots, each team with 3 steals. And again, it is a one possession game as we get set to go to the second half. Let's do that should have that going. Central Methodist with its original 5 out of the court. Match Caroba, Willock, McElroy, Massenot, Johnson. Here we go. Alternate position, wards the ball to CMU. And up court with the ball, they will come. They'll bring it into the middle to Leah Johnson. Leah, a transfer, this program from Rider University, comes out on top to McElroy, a transfer from West Virginia University, who shot misses. Rebounding it down, Natalie Samarin. Central Methodist center, Eternity Willock, in her 4th college after having begun her career at Kansas State and then went to a JUCO, most recently for Morehead State University, and now at CMU. And now we're going to get a foul off the ball against Benedictine, and it'll be foul number two of the night by Skylar Washington. And let's see, is there anyone else? Yes, Leilana Mastinot is a freshman from Trenton, New Jersey, out of Trenton High School. So one player out of high school here on the CMU starting lineup. We also have seen Kenedra Addison a little bit. She's out of the University of Alaska, Anchorage. Vanessa Hughes out of Solano, California Community College. We've seen Rivera out there out of Covina, California, Lane Community College. The shot goes up underneath. It's no good. The players go to the floor. And the official down there calls a foul underneath the ball, and it is going to be a whistle on Leah Johnson, first second of the game. We've got Robin Beck, who played in the first half for CMU with 4 points. She comes from Dallas, Texas and New Mexico Junior College. So there you have it. Benedictine coming up court with a basketball, and we're back at action. Third, still 30-27. Nobody's put anything on the board yet in the second half. BC over to the left side. Kennedy Nicholson comes out on top to Skyler. Skyler's bounce pass is going to be stepped in front of and stolen away very deftly. Coming down the court, one-on-one, bunny hopping. Skyler with a nice foul underneath. Does not allow the uncontested layup by Arleshia McElroy. McElroy will come to the free throw line as Skyler Washington has foul number one. Benedictine team foul two. Robert Beck, we just mentioned her, and she's going to return to the lineup for CMU. And Leah Johnson, the 6'3 player, exits the floor. The free throw here is up and good, and McElroy has her 11th point of the evening. Harley Shia gets them both after having missed her first 4 free throws of the game. She will make it 32-27, and for the third time tonight, Benedictine trails by 5. We're 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine into the forecourt. Here's Kennedy Nicholson with the basketball. Skips it over to the right side. Back and in. Samarin twists and turns and puts a shot up and right through. Good defense of McElroy. What a nice job. Natalie has a dozen, and leads all scorers. It's 32-29. 8:10 to go in the third. Ball comes into the forecourt, slapped out of bounds by Benedictine. Here comes CMU with the basketball. Around the top side is Bachkarova. She is the team's leading scorer and hasn't done anything like that yet. Here's the feed underneath, and an easy layup for the 6'5" Willock. She's got 6. 34-29. And again, Benedictine down by 5 as we go inside. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kennedy feeds it. The feed underneath, the reverse layup off the rim once, twice, will not go down for Skyler. And CMU coming up with a rebound. They'll race it up the floor. Driving in, there's a travel. No, they're going to say the ball knocked out of bounds, though, by Aaliyah Raines. Central Methodist will be putting it in play at their offensive baseline right in front of the Benedictine Pep Band with 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Long pass is going to come in, and out on top is going to be Robin Beck. And here's a 3 off the rim. New rebound. Benedictine coming down with it. Natalie Samarin. Lady Ravens bringing the ball into the forecourt. They find themselves trailing here, 34-29. Reigns will have it on the right side. Looking in. Now swings it off on top. Gets it there. Natalie from 17. Too hard off the back of the rim. Brown rebound is going to be picked up on the floor. CMU with numbers. Driving in. We've got a charge. You bet. Well done. Aaliyah Raines got down floor. Got herself planted. And Lanya Mastinot crashes in and picks up the personal foul. So Mastinot will draw the foul. It'll be the second foul of the third quarter by CMU. Here comes Benedictine. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kyler comes out on top. Said about the disdain with the player defense. Here's the left side of Brzezowski. On the floor, backing in. Couple of head fakes, shoots, and goes in. Allie Brzezowski at 8. 34-31. And BC continues to keep this thing within a possession. Out on top, Baskarova. Starts right, no room. Back out on top. Pass the middle. Batted away by Skyler. Picked up by Samarin. Up court with it, Nicholson. Benedictine back on offense. Central Methodist going to the bench, and they're going to bring Kennedy into the game. Cutting to the right side. Reigns dumps it over. Skyler, the score! Skyler Washington with eight, and a beautiful assist. Underneath for Benedictine, it is 34-33. 6 minutes to go in the third. CMU has the ball batted away for a moment. Head coach Mike Davis is on his feet, doing his best to coach this team, and we're going to get, I think, a foul on BC having reached in. The whistle's going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. For Kennedy, it'll be foul number two. For Benedictine, it'll be team foul four of the third quarter. And there's a lot of time left here in the third. Twyla's going to come into the game. So we'll see how she does, having sustained that cut above her left eye, but she's got a big bandage on it right now. And she takes an elbow to the chin. The ball comes in. Here's a start to the left side. A travel. No whistle. The pass comes back out on top. CMU with the ball at 14 to the shot clock. Cut into the middle. The give and go underneath. And the easy bunny shot is up and blown by Willock. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens out on top. Twyla. Over to the left side. Skyler for three. Wide right. Rebounding it down. CMU. Kennedy coming down with the basketball, and here they come. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Eagles feed in the middle. Willocks, cross-court pass, stolen by Skyler. Washington, outlet. Here's Nicholson. Drives, shoots, scores, and the Ravens have taken the lead. On the first point of the game by Kennedy Nicholson, Benedictine goes in front, 35-34. We are midpoint, third quarter. CMU back down on offense. The feed will come over to the right block. Backing in. Now falling away. The jump shot is up. No good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Reigns, and here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson coming into the forward court, taking it down the left side in front of the scorer's table. She stomps on the wing. Takes it all the way down into the corner to Reigns, who dribbles on top. Cuts into the lane. Dishes back behind her. Twyla back to Reigns. It's for three. No. Rebound, CMU. Central Methodist is able to sweep it away, and back up court with it, they will come. 35-34, Benedictine. Here's a straightaway three. Rims out, no good. And Nicholson coming down with a rebound. Kennedy's going to take it the other way on the miss by McElroy. Reigns with the ball. Twyla. Skyler. 4 minutes left in the third. Skyler gets it to Allie Brzozowski. To Skyler for three. Rims out. No. Rebound underneath Reigns. No. Rebound underneath Central Methodist. Again, CMU is in just incredible height. Player 6'3", 6'5". I mean, it's going to be hard to rip boards away from them in the lane. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Benedictine by one. CMU starts to the right side. There's nothing there. Coming back out on top is going to be Kennedy. Looks across over to the right side, squaring up, spotting up. The three is up and good. Knocking the shot down from the outside, Central Methodist, and we're going to get a timeout with the Eagles. I'm going to tell you, even after that three, Coach Davis not happy with his team. 3:25 to go. We're in the third quarter here in Atchison. Timeout of the court. Central Methodist 37, Benedictine 35.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary retirement planning review. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Central Methodist in front of Benedictine here in Atchison, Kansas, with a long way to go in this one. Still 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Happy to have you along with us, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here, and don't forget, As good as this game is, we are not done. There is still the guys' game. Coming up, 7:30. Tip-off. Oh, yeah, Izzy's sitting here next to me. She's giving me that look. I forgot to mention her. Am I forgiven, or am I still in trouble?
You'll find out.
I'll find out. That's what I was afraid. Exactly what I was afraid of, in fact. Here comes Benedictine with the basketball, and Heather Ronnebaum has come into the game. Has the ball stripped out of her hand, but she's able to go back, recover it, and gets pushed and bumped, and about the fourth bump, we get a foul call. It took a while, but the whistle is going to be on Massena. That will be the, third team foul of the third quarter by CMU. Braves will bring it in the forecourt. Out on top is Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy on the defense. The ball, as she's tripped to the floor, gets away, but Twyla nicely saves it. Over to Skylar Washington, coming around the right side. Skylar works all the way to the baseline, kicks it over, and we have a foul. Could it be on Center Methodist? It'll be on Jaceela. And it will be her first foul tonight. Here comes Benedictine with 20. Set back on the shot clock, and exactly 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC will have the ball in play, down two. They'll lob it in, and Braves will bring it out on top. Here's Skyler. Knifes into the lane. Brings it back to Ronnebaum. Heather cuts to the right side. Feeds into the middle. Turnaround shot. Up. Won't drop. Rebound. CMU. Natalie had a chance at that one, but it wouldn't fall for her. Now going to the other end of the floor. The driving shot fails. Rebounding it down is Twyla. A real crowd favorite here in the Nolan tonight has become Arlashia McElroy. And the fans having no hesitation at giving her a hard time when she misses easy shots like that. She's the one who, upon hitting a three, will run down the floor holding her hand aloft. And the shot underneath by Twyla is up and good. We're tied at 37. Nice job, Twyla. It's good to see her out there, and she seems to be okay. 37-37 with 2:05 to go in the third. Ball batted away down to the baseline. And Aaliyah Range is going to come back in for Benedictine. Range will be in also coming into the game. For the first time tonight, it's going to be number 25, Riley Wade. 37-37, Benedictine and Center Methodist tangled up here in a great game. Baseline jump shot up, no good. Rebound and a foul by CMU going over the back with Aaliyah Johnson. Aaliyah Johnson will pick up her third foul, and with that, Benedictine is in the bonus, and we will go to the other end of the floor. Coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, their 6'2" senior from Maple Plain, Minnesota. An 85% free throw shooter on the season. It'll be her first free throw of the night. She'll have two, of course, the first of which is way short. One more shot coming up here from Natalie Samarin. Still 37-37. Natalie giving it the long look, and that one's up and in, and Benedictine is in front. 38-37. Here comes CMU down court, quickly over to the right side. Addison will stop and shoot and hit it for two. I think Kadrinia Addison is into the game for the first time tonight. It's 39-38, Benedictine down one with a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. The ball's going to be slapped away out of bounds on the far side. Going to come back in again to the Lady Ravens, where Skylar Washington will do the inbound work. BC in the home whites. Central Methodist, black and dark green. Out on top, driving right, Rain, little head fake, shoots it up and into the 6'5" Willock. Aaliyah has four, and Benedictine back in front at 40-39. A minute 15 to go in the third. We got a great finish cooking here. And here's a pass to the main side. It's going to get away and go out of bounds, and they will say Samarin was able to reach out, get a hand on it, and slap it away. One more shot, or one more inbound here. CMU will bring it in. A minute 11 to go in the third. Shot clock at 17 now. It will come in, top of the key, the long two, nope. Offensive rebound underneath, and Samarin reaches in and ties up. We got a jump ball cooking in. It will belong to Benedictson. Brzezowski will come in, and Samarin will come out, giving her a little bit of rest going into the end of the third quarter. Natalie had a great game. She's got 13 points so far tonight. We'll have to flip some pages here to see how many rebounds she's got so far this evening. Got up for 9 rebounds, so she's on the verge of a double-double here tonight. BC has the ball. They'll go over to the left side, Skyler. Shot clock at 16. Under a minute to go in the third. Here's Twyla. Heads baseline. Has the ball knocked away from her and stripped out of her hands. Driving it down the court. Going in, going up. Shot is up and good. And a foul by Brzezowski, who could not get down the floor quickly enough. So Allie Brzezowski picking up the foul. I've got her for now 3. And McElroy will come to the free throw line after having missed her first 4, has hit 2 in a row. And again, McElroy out of West Virginia University. So yes, a year ago, she was playing in Bramlage and Allen Fieldhouse and Hilton and all those other Big 12s. Now she's moved up a little bit and playing in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Ravens inbound pass is going to be slapped away and out of bounds. It is a 42-40 lead for Central Methodist. 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Lady Ravens putting in a play against the full court pressure, and it'll be Twyla doing the inbound. Keep it backcourt. A lot of pressure on the inbound play, and they'll bring it into Skyler in the corner. Back it will come to Kennedy Nicholson. She's defended by 3 players. Up court with it will come the Lady Raven. Skyler cuts in, dumps it over to Brzezowski. Jump shot for 2, Allie Brzezowski. She's got 10. It's 42-42. 20 seconds to go in the third. Central Methodist is going to look for the final shot. They would like to take a lead into the fourth quarter. Out on top. Shot blocked by Skyler. Skyler Washington fed that ball to McElroy. And Raven fans on their feet loving it. Now they will say it goes out of bounds off Skyler and will be Central Methodist ball. 5 seconds left. They'll have it in midcourt. That's plenty of time. They bring it up top. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. McElroy just going to pull up and launch it and miss it. And we go to the fourth quarter in Atchison with a tie game. The score, Benedictine 42, Central Methodist 42.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We are even at 42, going to the fourth quarter. A recap of the scoring for you for CMU leading the way it is. Of course, Arlishaya McElroy. Arlishaya, the 5'8 senior from Dallas and West Virginia, has 18 points. Following her, then it falls off to 6'5" Eternity Willock out of Kansas State University. She has 6. For Benedictine, 13 in the game. For Natalie Samarin, Allie Brzezowski with 10. Skylar Washington with 8 leading scorers for the Lady Ravens. These two teams tied at 9-4 in the South Division of the conference and deadlocked for first place. Benedictine is 17-6 on the year. Central Methodist is 19-4. It will come in to the Eagles. And we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Guys, game still to follow. Hope to get that thing underway at about 7:30. Here's CMU with the basketball to the top of the key. The shot from there is up and spins out. No. Offensive rebound followed up. No. Offensive rebound, and then a foul is going to be called. The official down to the baseline will award the foul to Benedictine, and Twyla will have her second foul of the night. We're going to get Natalie to come back in, I think. Yes. So, on the court for the Lady Raven, it's going to be the starting five. Kennedy, Aaliyah, Natalie, Skylar, and Allie. CMU looking to bring it in. Looking. We'll come in on the right side to Willock. Back out top side they will go. Shot is up and blocked, and a Benedictine foul will have a couple of free throws coming up here for McElroy. She's, again, got 18 points already. She gets to 20 right here. Waiting for him to put some information on the board as to the player against whom that foul is going to be called. Free throw here is up and rolls out. It fails. McElroy has one more shot coming up here. Long look. This one is pushed up, and it is good. CMU by one. It's 43-42. We're about 9:20 to go in the game. Here comes Benedictine. Top side with the basketball. Aaliyah range rolls all the way around to the right. Pulls up her dribble. Gets it to Brzezowski at the top of the key. She'll cut down the left side. Gets inside. Shot's going to be rejected, and we're going to have an over-the-top foul called. And that is going to be on Willock. A couple of fouls now on Eternity. Anna Brzezowski come to the line for BC. Allie is a very average free throw shooter at 64.4% this year. First one is up, and it is good. We are tied at 43. 11 points down for Allie Brzezowski. One more shot coming up for the senior out of Hera, Oklahoma. That one is no good. Rebound at CMU. It is 43-43, and we are tied again. It is a third tie in the last 3 minutes. Here come the Lady Eagles. They'll work to the right side. The pass down to the baseline is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. Touch last by Willock. The pass to her, I think, was a little fast, and now we've got a couple of officials having a powwow. Are they going to change directions on this? No. It is Lady Raven ball. 9 minutes to go. Brzezowski brings it in to Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy playing off the screen, gets bumped and shoved and pushed and accosted all the way into the forecourt. Now comes up to the high post. That's Samarin. Goes to the back door. Reigns all alone down there. Shot won't go. Skyler goes up, gets fouled. She's come to the line. And that's going to be another foul on CMU's Leah Johnson. I've got her for four. Let's see if the scorer concurs with that. It is. And back out of the game goes Leah Johnson, the 6'3 freshman from Rider University. Connor Washington. She's out of Gardner-Edgerton High School, and her free throw is good. Skyler has her 9th point and can be the third Lady Raven to reach double-digit scoring. Skyler's had a tremendous run with Benedictine as the Lady Ravens have had a great homestand. Second shot is up, and it will not go down. Benedictine leading it now 44-43. Back up court with the basketball. CMU. Around to the left side with it is going to go Batskarova. Her shot is up and no. Rebound. Reigns, and here comes Benedictine. Skylar Washington, during this four-game winning streak that Finney's ladies are on, is averaging 18 points a game, hitting 48-plus percent from the floor. Here's a feed over to the left side to Brzezowski. Backing in. Hook shot. Nope. Rebound. Central Methodist. Skylar's moved into second place in Benedictine's all-time career three-pointers. Coming into the game tonight has 188. CMU with the basketball. Ravens lead it by one. Into the lane. Nothing there. Feet across. Willock doubled up. Kicks it off on top. Now into the corner. Wide open three. Air ball short. Caught down by Benedictine Samarin. Here come the Lady Ravens with 7:40 to play. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. BC will dump it over to the left side. Now in the middle of Brzezowski. Backs in. Twists, turns, gets knocked to the floor. And no foul called. Nothing. It's going to come back into CMU. Looking to see if we have any substitutions coming in for Benedictine. Still has starting five. Kennedy, Aaliyah, Natalie, Skylar, and Allie. Central Methodist brings it up the floor. 7:20 to go. The feed out on top, and I think that's going to be a foul on Samari. Yep. So Natalie will pick up the foul. It'll be her third. CMU putting it in play right below their goal. And a beautiful little backdoor kindergarten kind of play up there by Arlia McElroy. As BC was defending on the inbound, McElroy bounces it off the back of a Lady Raven player. Mind your way. Free throw is up, rolls around, and good. One more shot coming up here for McElroy. That is her 20th point. This one is her 21st, and CMU is back in front. Now 45-44. Ray was down one with 7:20 to go. So anyway, yeah, she bounces it off a Benedictine player's back and then comes in and grabs it, tries to lay it in, and then could not. And now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and Benedictine with a turnover on a poor decision on a pass. Coach Olson takes the timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break with 7:11 to go in the ball game. Central Methodist 45, Benedictine 44.
Your local stop for the latest for all things vaping is Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. If you're looking for a selection of e-juice, they've got it. From your familiar favorites to new choices, like their new line of Gorilla Fruits and Gorilla Custard e-juice. Convenient, friendly, knowledgeable. Skyway Vapes in Atchison. Stop by for all your vaping needs at 7-Eleven Commercial Street. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 12 to 7 on Sunday. Skyway Vapes, serving your local vaping needs in downtown Atchison.
Seven-Eleven to play in the game. Here comes Central Methodist. They've got the basketball and are clinging to a one-point lead. They bring it up the floor, feed it to the free throw line, taken there by Willock. Willock starts into the lane, pulls up, jumper, missed it. Rebound tipped out, Reigns hauls it down, and here comes Benedictine up the floor. Kennedy Nicholson glides into the forecourt, working against Kennedy. Back over to the left side, and it's going to be Reigns. Reigns out on top. Samarin feeds in the middle of Brzezowski. Lobs it over the left side to Skylar. She'll go three. Hit three, Skylar! Washington! Right in the eyes of McElroy. Skylar has a dozen. And it's now 47-45. Benedictine by two. 6:20 to go. We talk about it all the time. It's this point in the game when the clock seems to really be going fast. You look at it, every time you glance up, a minute has gone. Here's a drive over to the left side. The running shot misses. Rebound. Aaliyah Reigns. Benedictine with a two-point lead is back on offense. Outlet comes down the left side. Brzezowski. She'll dribble it up to the top. Holds it up. Kicks it over to Kennedy. Nicholson back to Brzezowski. Ravens work the perimeter. Now off the baseline, the shot is up and blocked away. Rebound, Samarin. Double pump, no. Rebound out of bounds. And they're going to get her even foul called. It's going to be on Allie Brzezowski, and I've got her now for four. Brzezowski probably coming out of the ball game. She is, and returning to the floor for Benedictine. It's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Jennifer Jacobs getting some very important playing time here tonight in the absence of Kyra Misuraca. Jennifer, a 6'1" freshman from Wichita. This is the 20th game she's played in. And we go to the other end of the floor where CMU taking advantage of the Ravens, already putting them in the bonus. The first free throw is up, and it is perfect from the former Kansas State Lady Wildcat, Eternity Willock. Second free throw. She will get them both and has 8 points and has tied the game now at 47. 5:37 to play. BC up the floor. Kennedy Nicholson eases away around to the left side. Skips it out on top to Reigns. Reigns comes off the screen. Drives over to the right. Tops it at the baseline. Brings it back out on top to Jacobs. Hands it behind her to Skylar Washington. Shot clock at 11. Skylar starts to the left side. Brings it out on top. Jacobs will go long three. Oh, yes! What a shot, JJ! What a shot from the perimeter! She's got five. Benedictine leads it now 50-47. We're 5 minutes to go. Back up the floor. Central Methodist. They'll dish it around to the left side. BC stays in its player defense. Back into the game. Out on top is Bats Karova. She's way beneath her normal per-game scoring numbers. A driving shot. Wave off the bucket and offensive foul. And in a very animated moment out on the floor, Central Methodist guilty player, Arlashia McElroy, brought up the floor, having picked up her second foul of the night. It'll be Eagle King foul four. Thank you. 4:40 to go in the game. Benedictine with the ball, leading it by three. Out on top is going to be Jennifer Jacobs. Back over to the right side. Reigns looks in, gets fouled. The defense for CMU. You can see they're gripping just a little bit. They're as if they didn't push hard enough through the course of the game. Now, reaching a little more, pushing a little more. That foul is going to be on Massanite. It is her fourth foul. Benedictine will be putting into play, and both teams are going to be shooting free throws here for the last 4.5 minutes. Out on top of this, Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy out on top. Jacobs back over to the right side. Reigns will look it up in the middle of Samarin. On the floor, backs away. Kicks it over to the edge. Reigns will drive inside, goes in. Two-handed layup. It's up and good, Aaliyah Reigns. It is now 52-47, Benedictine by five. It is the largest lead for the Lady Ravens tonight with 4 minutes to play. CMU with the basketball in front of the Eagle bench. The dribble up top side, McElroy. Swings it over to the left, Bachkarova. They'll dish it to the wing. A long three is shot and missed. The rebound underneath, kick back on top. The uncontested three is up and good. And we have a CMU timeout. Taking a break with the Lady Eagles. We're down to 3:42 to play here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, where it is Benedictine 52, Central Methodist 50.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Joseph in the studio. Is he beside me? That's right. See, I got it in there. Is that okay now? Tom Couch with you here The Lady Ravens put the ball in play, leading it by two with 3.5 to play. And on top of it, here's Samari. On a little give and go, right side, Skyler. Top side, Brzezowski. Starts left, gets it out on top to Rain. Shot clock and it does it. Brains back to Kennedy Nicholson. She'll play off the screen to Brzezowski. 4 seconds, three. The ball batted away. Here's a long three. The desperation shot is off the rim. No good. Rebound. Tipped around. Pulled down by CMU. Central Methodist could tie it with two. Take a lead with three as we are inside 3 minutes to play. Eagles to the basketball at the top of the key. They'll come over to the left side of the free throw line. No room in the middle there for McElroy. Brings it up on top. Shot clock and it does it. Back over to the left side. Shot clock at 7. Raven defense steps up quickly. Rachakova comes over to the right side. Inside shot. No. Rebound is on the floor, and out of bounds. They're going to say it's CMU ball. You heard the shot clock go off. The official said that the ball must have just grazed the rim. I was not sure. It was that close. So it's reset to 20 with 2:38 to go. Benedict is still leading it by a pair. Central Methodist coming into their baseline, beneath their goal. The pass comes out on top, and all the way out near midcourt, it's going to be rescued and pulled back up the floor by McElroy. She'll go with the NBA three. Way short. Rebound, Brzezowski. McElroy looks over at Coach Davis, and they're having a little bit of a spat, and the Ravens bring the ball into the floor court and take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. We're taking a break with only 2:25 to go in this women's college game. Where it is Benedictine 52, Central Methodist 50.
The new year is here, and tax time is just around the corner. Have you forgotten to make your IRA contribution? If you need an IRA review or are seeking a second opinion, Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a review. To schedule your IRA checkup, call Brandy at 913-379-8690 or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
For the last time these two teams met was just over a month ago on January the 2nd. First game of 2022 in Central Methodist in Fayette. Really didn't have a lot of trouble winning at 67-51 over Benedictine, but they're having trouble tonight. The Lady Ravens playing well. They are playing short-handed, and they are leading by a pair. 2:25 to go. Rain, Smarin, Washington, Brzezowski, and Nicholson, the starting five, back out of the floor for Benedictine. The ball will come into play in the backcourt, and we are back to action. Their Lady Raven defense has done something spectacular in this game. After having given up 23 points in the opening quarter, they've given up 27 points in the next three quarters. Here's Skyler for three. Doesn't go down. Rebound CMU. That was a good shot. Right shot to take, and it was online. 2 minutes to play. Eagles go left. Dump it to the edge. The shot for three. Rebound tipped out, and it's out of bounds to Benedictine. Off the outstretched palm of Leah Johnson, who just didn't have the speed to get to the ball. She's able to reach a handout. At 6'3", she's got a long reach, but could not haul that thing in. And here comes Kennedy Nicholson up the floor. She's double-teamed to the backcourt, takes it across the timeline. They try to trap her up top side, brings it over to the left, the running shot. Up and good. Kennedy Nicholson challenged him in the middle and hits it for two. It's 54-50, Benedictine with a minute and a half left. CMU. Let's see how desperate they get. Let's see how they get wild if they get controlled. Here's a running shot in the lane. It is going to be up and good. And that one, I believe, again, by McElroy? I just can't read those numbers. Here's BC into the forecourt. It was not. I think it was on Mastinot. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. CMU down the court. Back and up and in. Very nice trip up the floor for the Eagles. Central Methodist is taking a lead back, and we are inside a minute to play. We got a timeout on the floor with 59.7 to go. There is no lead. It's a tie game. It's Benedictine 54, Central Methodist 54.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
.7 seconds to play. It is a 54-54 ball game. And all this time and all these trips up and down, and we're starting over with less than a minute to go. Good to have you along with us here this evening. For Central Methodist, there is some foul trouble. Mastinat has scored. Leah Johnson has scored. McElroy has three. For Benedictine, Allie Brzezowski with four. Natalie Samarn with three. It'll be the Lady Raven basketball coming and playing from deep in the backcourt. Eagle coach Mike Davis tells his team, press that inbound. Press it hard. They'll bring it in. BC gets it in play. Kennedy Nicholson will bring it up the floor. Such good hands. She brings it up with no problem. BC out on top. Brzezowski, oh, she wanted that three and then pulled it back down. Didn't take the shot. 16 of the shot clock. Skyler has it. Terrain. 12 on the shot clock, 40 seconds to go. Brzezowski in some trouble, has it knocked out of her hands, it's on the floor, and she'll pick it back up. Cut to the right, throws it away, dished over. Skyler for three at the buzzer, misses it, and she gets thrown to the floor, and there is no foul. Skyler Washington is on the floor, and Danya Batch-Karolda on the floor on top of her. No foul was called, and the crew continues to not have a good handle on this game. Shot clock is off with 27 seconds to go, and we're going to get a timeout taken. CMU drawing up the last play of their possession here. Taking a break. It's Benedictine 54, Central Methodist 54.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
All right, Central Methodist is going to be putting it a play on the near side. And Eagle assistant coach out there, Kimbrough is working really hard. It'll be put in play for CMU by Danya Batch-Karolda, who is way off her normal scoring night. She's got 3 points tonight and averages a team-high 15-4. CMU's got it out on top. They're just going to run the clock down and take a final shot. They're going to either try to win it or send it to OT. Way up top side with the basketball is McElroy. Nicholson is with her. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Way out top side. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Driving into the lane. Putting up a runner. Feeding it across. It's going to be knocked away. Is there a foul? It is. With 2 seconds left, Benedictine's called for a foul. Coming to the free throw line, it's going to be McElroy. Remember, she missed her first four. Since then, she has hit 6 of her last 7. She's got 11 free throws tonight. They are taking good care of her. Coming to the free throw line, McElroy. 1 for a lead. It's up. In. Benedictine's got to go the length of the court with 2 seconds to get something. How are they going to try to do that? This one is up, and she hits it unintentionally. She did not want to hit that shot. That was a terrible mistake. We're going to keep it right here. The plan was to miss it, force Benedictine to rebound the ball, and have to go all the way up the court with 2 seconds left. And for some reason, the clock has taken off 4/10 of a second. They're going to have to put that back up on there. That clock is wrong. They will fix it, I am sure. But the free throw, instead, she throws it hard off the backboard, and it goes off the backboard and in. So the Ravens get the benefit of A, getting the ball. B, taking a timeout, which means in the college game, you advance the ball from the backcourt, and you get to bring it in play at midcourt. So they're going to have the ball in at midcourt with a shot. They will take a three-point shot. Now, the question is, who do you want taking it for Benedictine tonight? Who gets this last three-point shot? You got to be thinking about Skylar Washington. Skylar, 3 of 9 tonight. But from the outside, the Ravens have had a bad night. Nicholson is 0-4. Reigns is 0-1. Brzezowski is 0-1. Jacobs is 1-1, but she's not going to be on the floor during this last moment. So again, you got to be thinking Skylar Washington will be the likely shooter. But you're also going to know that Central Methodist thinks the same thing. They're going to be guarding her. So for the Ravens, you got to find somebody else. And I'm thinking, if it's me, I think you go with Allie Brzezowski. She's a great perimeter shooter. You're not looking for her to take this shot. And for the Ravens, 2 seconds. That's enough time to get it in, get one dribble, square, and shoot. It'll be Brzezowski into the inbound. Brzezowski, Nicholson, Reigns, Samarin, Washington. Here we go. Allie looking to put it in. Looking, looking. Brings it to Skyler. Skyler gets hit. It's stolen. Game's over. Final score. Central Methodist 56, Benedictine 54. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nola Gymnasium, where Central Methodist bumps off Benedictine tonight, 56-54. For the Eagles, it was Arleshia McElroy with 23 points to lead the way, the only Central Methodist player at double-figure scoring for Benedictine. 13-9 for Natalie Samarin. Double-double for Natalie, 13 and 11 rebounds. Skylar Washington had a dozen points tonight and 11 for Allie Brzezowski. Following them, it was Aaliyah Reigns with a half a dozen, 4 for Kennedy Nicholson, Jennifer Jacobs hitting a 3, Twyla Karaskio 2-1 for Heather Brennabon. Benedictine now goes to 17-7, 9-5. Central Methodist, a 20-win team right now, 20-4. They are 10-4 in the division of the conference. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back to bring them in college basketball shortly here on CAM Radio. But again, the final score in the ladies' contest, CMU 56, Benedictine 54. We'll be back here in the Nolan in 18 minutes. Until then, we're kicking you back to Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio, where you're going to have, like, some really fun, fun times.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports Boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.